I feel better now. I can move my arms some and walk around a bit. Ache in my belly is still there, but the doctor says it'll go too. Says there's almost nothing that can hurt a 15-year-old boy forever, and I'll grow out of that pain like I grow out of a pair of old shoes. Loads of people have asked me about what happened. Police and doctors and just about everybody in the neighborhood. I never had so many visitors. Tell the truth, I'm tired of getting asked. I feel like just getting on with what's happening now and not thinking of what's gone by. I want to answer everybody all at once and get it all the hell over with. But there's one big thing. Where to begin? Because you don't know me. Maybe you've seen me on the streets walking around, or riding Old Man Peterson's bike if you was ever up at night. I mean that girl's bike with the tassels on it. Or maybe you just seen me hanging around Schatz's pharmacy. But really knowing me? Few people do. Sam Tate does. He's a boy my age, and he said something true. He come up here to my room the other day, and we talked. Not just about what happened, but about other things, too. Things we did together before all this big mess. He was sitting near my bed, right there on the windowsill, looking out the window at the trees. Then he looked at me and said, "The real thing is, you'd never have done it, never even found out about it, if you hadn't done all the things people hated you for. It turns out those were the right things to do, Billy. Isn't that funny? All that stealing and never going to school? It's what made it so you were outside a lot, seeing things nobody else saw. Hidden and secret things." He was dead on right with what he said. I laughed. I saved 3 boys, so they tell me. Got beat and shot doing it. And Sam says I'd never have done it, except I was always stealing and busting things and creeping around people's yards at night. That is funny. But I suppose it's true. I don't ride that girl's bike no more. Got a new one. There it is, leaning against the wall over there, bright and shiny. Got 21 gears, so I'm told. I'll have to figure that out, how to use them. Man that brought it was Jimmy Breast's father, the Colonel, USMC. He wheeled it in, laughing and smiling. My daddy was with him a minute. Then left, and it was just the colonel and me. And you know what he did? He come over to the bed and took my hand, and he called me the bravest boy he'd ever known for what I'd done to save his son. He said I was a hero, and he was quiet a minute and was almost going to cry. But that's like everybody. It seems no matter who gets wind of what I done, from my sister or Sam Tate or one of them news shows on TV, they all start bawling their heads off. So I figure I best tell it myself and get things straight. Because I don't want to make nobody cry, especially colonels, USMC. The fact is, I ain't no hero, and I aim to prove it. What I'd done, if I'd done anything, was get my daddy a fruit stand. See, my daddy was feeling bad and needed money and couldn't do it for himself, so I'd done it. And to tell this right, you gotta know about that, and other things too, like about us losing the house and what my sister done to get herself to be having a baby. You gotta know all that, 'cause if you do, everything else I say will make sense. Sort of add up, know what I mean? I ain't hardly left my bed in 4 weeks, just hanging around my room. I couldn't stand looking out the window no more and seeing the days and nights come and go. I was going crazy. So I got one of them video games, handheld. Sam Tate brought it. What you do with it is move this little monkey through a maze and traps. Monkey's got to jump and roll and bounce, and if he don't make it, he falls through a gap and you got to start over. You use these little buttons to make him jump. Thing makes beeping noises. Plays a little tune if you do it right. Can you imagine being that little monkey? Jumping and rolling all day? I kept thinking I was him, and I got so bothered by it, what with whipping my fingers all over it and my eyes jiggling, that I threw the damn thing out the window and heard it bust on the ground. So now I'm in trouble again, because I got no idea what I'm going to tell Sam Tate. Since I busted that monkey game, I got me a little TV. My daddy brung it up here to me. I started watching that all the time, and just this morning, I saw something that explains pretty good why I decided to go ahead and tell all this.